Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 254, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 254. Let every voice but God's be still in me today. Father, today I would but hear your voice. In deepest silence, I would come to you to hear your voice and to receive your word. I have no prayer but this. I come to you to ask you for the truth. And the truth is but your will, which I would share with you today. Amen. Today we let no ego thought direct our words or actions. When such thoughts occur, we quietly step back and look at them, and then we let them go. We do not want what they would bring with them. And so we do not choose to keep them. They are silent now. And in the stillness, hallowed by God's love, God speaks to us and tells us of our will, as we have chosen to remember Him. Let every voice but God's be still in me. I love this lesson. It is instruction. Let no ego thoughts direct my words or actions. And when these thoughts occur, quietly step back, look at them, allow them to be, and then let them go without attachment to them. It reminds me of the self-inquiry process taught at Aham. It also reminds me of Muji's teachings on an invitation to freedom. It is my favorite practice. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to let all the seeming voices in the mind be still. Let me hear only God's voice, my inner guide, my higher self, the truth. Let this voice come to me and comfort me. Guide me. Let me remember that I am this voice. In all the doings of the day, help me to remain grounded, centered in this voice and only this voice. God's will, my will. I come in gratitude that this voice is always accessible with me, Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, place the body in a comfortable position, one that is not distracting, taking a few deep breaths. Not controlling the breath, just being with the breath. Turning our attention inwards, scanning the body for any sensations, noticing them, not attaching to them or following a storyline about them, simply acknowledging the sensation and moving on. Emotions or mood, just taking inventory. What is my emotion or mood right now? Not wanting to change it or fix it, just allowing it. Just noticing it and allowing it. Don't follow any story about it. There is no storyline. And noticing what thoughts there are. Not following the thoughts. Again, just noticing the thoughts, allowing them to be, but not attaching. Noticing how all of this is, and allow it to be. Not trying to change it or fix it. Allow it to be here. And then step back from it. See it as all piled up, none of them different than the other. As you look on it from a few paces back, leave it here. Do not pick it back up. and sit quietly, unexpectedly, unwantingly. Just sit and rest. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Allow all the ego thoughts to melt away. All the thoughts about your roles, your responsibilities, your past, your future, your present. Just rest without any of this to distract you. And as you sit undistracted by ego thoughts in this place of rest, you're aware that you are before thoughts. You are before the mind, before time, before space. Resting in stillness and quietness. Notice the peace that you feel in the stillness. If thoughts come up again, quietly step back and look at them, and then let them go. You do not want what they would bring you. Notice the willingness to let them go. If there's a resistance to letting them go, step back and really see that you do not want what they would bring. And in that recognition, feel your willingness grow to let them be. Thank you for joining with me today in the stillness of God's voice. Namaste.